Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with My Opel, rewarding loyalty and taking care of members.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
And one evening, a man called James Kennedy, who is dealing with a very serious degenerative eye condition, was at home in Dublin watching a Netflix documentary about breakthrough medical treatments from around the world. When the programme highlighted a treatment aimed at people with his specific medical situation, he started taking notes and embarked on a path to finding help for his own treatment. After much in-depth research, this treatment clearly offers hope, but it's extremely expensive. And James and his family, with the support of the charity Fighting Blindness, are on a mission to procure this treatment here in Ireland. Well, Evelyn O'Rourke went to visit James and his family in their home in Malahide in Dublin. And Evelyn is here. Good morning, Ev.
Good morning, Claire.
So introduce us to James.
Oh, James is lovely. He's a 45-year-old successful businessman, is the phrase, who runs a software company employing around 20 people in Dublin. And he has a condition known as retinitis pigmentosa, or RP for short. And this means that he will lose his eyesight. And it's a rare genetic disease. And it happens really as a result of a mutation in the RPE65 gene. And he says that now time is beginning to run out for his sight. Now, he was diagnosed when he was very young. So James has lived with this for many years now, and he's created a lovely, happy family, a successful career in spite of all those challenges. But he and his wife Priscilla are deeply concerned about his eyesight now and are looking for help for this treatment. And as you said there, he did first come across it in a documentary called Unnatural Selection on Netflix, and it highlighted this new gene therapy for people with his exact condition. So when they started digging deep into it, it turns out that he would be eligible.
Okay, so James and his wife Priscilla, they have a young family, they have two children. Describe your visit to their home.
Oh, it was lovely. I mean, the chaos of family life, I always enjoy, you know, coming in on it. They have two young children, Max and Zoe, and when I went to visit them, they were buzzing around the kitchen, making hot chocolates and coffee and getting on with regular family life. So here you'll get a little flavour of that family life with all the chats. And then James tells me more about his situation. And as you'll hear, Claire, he's very stoic about it all. He's not looking for sympathy. He just wants treatment so he can get on with his life.
OK, cool. Later we're going to drive into Dublin, OK, guys?
Where are we getting Dublin?
Max wants to drop his package off.
Alright, okay, cool.
Would you like a coffee?
Always.
Do you want foamy milk or regular milk?
Foamy milk. I think some people eat snakes, and snakes can live without their head.
Mommy, that's our pancake sugar. It has cinnamon mixed in.
So we both live in Malahide. Our kids are in the school here, and we came back here 3 years ago after living abroad. My mum's down the road, my grandma's over the road, and I have to say I'm pretty happy with it.
Bring us back a little bit to when maybe you thought there might be a problem. Tell us about your medical situation.
When I was three, I think, same grandma actually noticed that I wasn't seeing things in the dark. So she would give me a glass of milk and I would not be able to find it on the table, sort of dusk time. And that was the first sign that something was up. So we went on a journey then. I think we went over to the UK. And they looked in the back of the eye and noticed there was a coloration, which wasn't normal. And this turns out to be something called RP, which is retinitis pigmentosa. And that's a progressive disease, which means it gets worse over time. And it means that you lose your peripheral vision first, and then it sort of creeps in and eventually you lose all your sight. And that's pretty normal for me. I'm 45 now, and I've luckily dodged a bullet more or less. Like, I have very good eyesight still. But when I was young, they thought I was going to be blind by 10 or 12. So I went to a blind school and I learned Braille and all that sort of stuff. But I've been very, very lucky, basically. There's only a few things I can't do. I can't drive and I can't find my way around a disco when it's dark at night, which was a problem when I was a teenager, but found my wife anyway, so don't have to worry about that anymore.
You make it sound like you found her under a pile of coats.
Well, every third pillar you shut up is actually a girl, I found out. So
I'm sitting in front of you, a couple of feet away from you, masked, outdoors. What can you see?
I can see your headset, and I can see about as far as your shoulder, and that's about it. You feel like you have a field of vision. It's closer to things appearing and disappearing in front of you. It's progressing, so I notice it more than I had before.
It's a very rare condition that he has, Ev.
It is. I mean, James talks about four people maybe, you know, benefiting from this treatment, but the treatment is the problem because it costs roughly €700,000. But he believes it should be supported to help the children. There are three children who have this condition. And Fighting Blindness say that they support this this campaign from him as well.
Okay, and they're awaiting that decision from the HSE, which is due possibly in the next few days. What's the situation with that?
Well, the treatment they're hoping for is a drug called Luxturna, and it's a gene therapy, and it's hoped it will be among the first really of such treatments for a, you know, rare genetic diseases. We did get a statement from the HSE, Claire, just as I was coming into studio, and the main line, I suppose, from it was they said, you know, the application remains under consideration with the HSE, so that is an ongoing situation there. But here James talked to me a little bit more about the treatment.
It's a genetic disorder, which means you're normally done and dusted. There's nothing you can do about it. And that was 100% true up until about 5 years ago, when Luxturna, licensed by the FDA, the first ever treatment for genetic disease, which is something totally new. So I have always been ready for the day I'd lose my eyesight. And suddenly 5 years ago, after watching something on Netflix, I realized, hold on, what's this stuff? And we got tested, and it turns out that I'm only one of four people in Ireland who could be suitable for this treatment.
One of four. You're aware of the case profile of the other three and its children?
Yeah, one's only an infant. The point is that they have a lot of life in front of them, and there's a lot of potential they have. And it's quite unusual for me to get this far and still have the disease and still have some eyesight, you know. So if we don't do something about their eyesight, they won't be able to fulfill that. It's a question of whether we're going to try and cure them.
Tell me about the treatment then. What is it? What does the treatment entail?
So the treatment's, you know, quite straightforward. It's a injection in the back of the eye. If you think of it, you have the mechanics of how your eye works, and then you have the sort of enzymes, which is kind of the petrol you put in the machine. The wrong petrol is being put in my machine in the back of the eyesight. So what the treatment does is it recodes your genes to tell it how to make the correct type of enzyme, and it'll stop progression of the disease, which is why it's important for kids, because they have the most they're going to have at an early age. It's a one-time treatment. It's widespread in the UK. It's a 95% efficacy, so, and it's pretty cool. You can go online and find people who were expected to go blind, which are not going to be anymore. And saying that you're going to stop blindness, we've never been able to say that before, right? That's what makes it interesting. It's also the first of a whole range of new treatments that are going to come on stream. So it's important that Ireland has this capability to deliver this type of treatment, because now it's eyesight, but further down the line, it'll be other genetic diseases can now possibly be cured, you know.
Now, James's hearing is becoming affected too, Evelyn. That's why they're so keen to get the help that he feels he needs with his sight.
That's right. Unfortunately, his hearing is deteriorating, and they don't really know if the two are connected. But he's incredibly calm about it all, but he says he is worried about losing both senses. You know, he wants to keep one sense. And it's such a great family, Claire, and they're really focused on getting the help for him and securing the family's future in case things don't work out about treatment. So here to end, James and his wife Priscilla discuss their situation and their hopes for the treatment for James.
I feel like we're very lucky, because the odds of him having that exact gene that fits the profile for the treatment was really tiny. I think it was like 1 in 270 chance. I couldn't believe it. It just felt like there was hope, because James is also losing his hearing. The two of them together would just be a nightmare, but he's already brilliant. He runs his own company. He has a pretty normal life and a great life, but like, it would be amazing to know that you don't have that cloud hanging over your head. And it just seems like such an easy solution of injecting into somebody's eyeball and then it gets fixed.
How much of an impact does it have on you? You've obviously lived with this with James.
Mm-hmm. Day to day, it doesn't impact us that much. He's really great. He's never complained ever. He's always just got on with things. He is really an inspiration in that way. He just carries on, and he just walks out into the dark, and I'm like, oh my God, you know, I live in fear of bus mowing him down when he kind of crosses the road and not looking. But because James is a software engineer, he works on a computer, and for now it's okay. He's never let anything bother him. So the biggest fear you have is that, together with the hearing loss, just for him, for the family, that's just terrifying, you know.
So I wear hearing aids and I get by fine.
So your hearing is fine today, out in the garden, very calm.
Yeah.
I presume busy places can be a struggle?
Sure. It's okay for me. It's harder for the people who have to keep asking to repeat themselves. I mean, I do definitely need the hearing aids. So.
It must be deeply frustrating.
Yeah. I don't really look at it that way. It is what it is. Getting frustrated wouldn't really help anything. So I'm hugely relieved my kids are okay. It's more exciting that there is a solution available now. Like, that's brilliant.
Well, you like solutions. I mean, your whole work life is that.
Yeah. Biggest debilitating factor could be if you let yourself get anxious, because then that would destroy everything. In reality, life is great, so I have nothing to worry about right now. And, you know, it'd be nice to say I was one of the first four people to be cured of blindness in Ireland. That would be cool. Yeah, that's the way I look at it.
That's James Kennedy there talking to our Evelyn O'Rourke about that drug Luxturna, which he's hoping the HSE will decide to fund to help him with his deteriorating eyesight. David Coleman will be with us after this break.
Today with Claiborne. Listen back on the RTE Radio Player app.